Folks, welcome to our stage, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, Brendan Sonny. A lot of people don't know what to do with themselves here at home when there's a loss. It hasn't happened in so long. We're all kind of stunned to a degree. Your thoughts on what went wrong, what didn't happen properly for your team tonight?
I think the single word to use would be desperation in very specific areas. Like, I know you're not downstairs, so you wouldn't know, but like after the game, Brandon was just hooping and hollering. They're so excited because teams that play us want to beat us. They want to end the streak. So there's number one. And then that is shown on the ice in their commitment to blocking shots. How many block shots did they have? Then on the flip side, how many did we have? And how many were missed and then goals against or chances against? So that's one area of desperation where I just thought they were much more desperate. The next area would be recovering pucks in the offensive zone. I found like we would get shots and there might be rebounds or go to the corner and we just didn't have all three guys working across. That's one of the clips we keep. So there's just another area of desperation where I just didn't think we were desperate enough. And then on the flip side, I thought they were very desperate.
Their two goals in the second period came directly off face-off wins in the offensive zone, which is something that usually doesn't happen against you. How do you look at that sort of a situation?
Well, the first one's a missed block, so you need that. And then I thought we did a pretty good job of boxing out, so I'm going to have to watch again on how that one went in. But structurally, there was no issues. We just lost it and missed a block. And then on the second one, we were trying to run a face-off play for a win. So I put our winger a little wider, and they kind of got the jump. Like, if you watch it on video, they were almost in the circle moving.
Yes.
And we got picked on the inside, and then our weak side winger couldn't recover and then kind of hit a stick and floated in. So it's not structural issues. It's happenstance, things that happened.
Things that happened. There you go.
Yeah, and offensively tonight, when you guys did have your chances, did it just feel like a half second here, half second there, play goes to your guys' backhand instead of forehand, stuff like that?
Yeah, our execution was not great, certainly. Yeah, execution wasn't there, and that happens at times. Again, it goes to, like, the luck of hockey. So, like, sometimes your execution is not there, and that's nobody's fault. But the blocking shots, that's something that's work competitive related, and that's something you have to get done if you're desperate. Same with recovering pucks in the offensive zone. That's not a system or a structure. That's a will thing.
And then on the five-minute power play, too, kind of example of the whole night, I guess, where 5 minutes is a long time and just not much going on, I guess, eventually.
Yeah, hard to disagree. I mean, we're going to have to watch that again, but it just kind of ties into the whole night.
I mean, as I said, when we got started here, you can't win them all. And I mean, that's kind of just flippant kind of a statement almost. But to a large degree, that's going to happen. Like you said, everybody's shooting at you trying to end the streaks. It was bound to happen at some point in time. You just hate when it finally does happen to you, when you don't get the kind of results, the kind of things happening that you would normally be able to get, and it doesn't quite happen your way.
Yeah, like, we didn't get dominated tonight.
No,
we still, you know, our expected goals will be higher. We outchance them. That happens. That's what you strive to do. But you don't win them all. Sometimes you do get bad breaks. That's hockey. That's the way it goes. That doesn't change my feeling about the competitive side or desperation. But at the same time, this was not like we got dominated and they came out with a win. Like, that would be much more concerning. We still did a lot of good things, some execution, some competitive areas, and I just thought they were more desperate. But it's not like, oh, no, look out. Like, we still outchanced them, and you know, we still had our opportunities. Their goalie was good, too.
Business as usual, then, moving forward before you play Red Deer on Tuesday.
Business as usual as in review, show, teach, fix, and adjust. So that's business as usual. We're not sweeping anything under the rug, nor do we do that when we win. There was issues in our game, and we got to fix them, and we will. But in terms of panic, we're not panicked.
No. Coach, thanks for this. We'll look forward to Tuesday night against Red Deer.
Thanks, Les.
Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us.